One of the things that stops a lot of people from sharing Jesus with others is a fear that they don't know what to say. And yet, these same people manage to communicate okay in every other part of their lives. So what exactly is going on here? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to take another look at sharing our faith in Jesus from a different perspective. You know, one of the hardest things I've found about sharing Jesus with other people is, well, finding the right words. What do you say? Where do you start? Now, that's really weird because I'm a prolific writer and speaker. It's what I do for a living. But all of a sudden, stick me one-on-one with someone and say, okay, Bernie, tell them about Jesus. And I tell you, I used to be petrified. And so for a large part of my walk with Jesus, I just didn't do it. Have you ever felt like that? I know I'm supposed to tell people about Jesus, but I'm just not up to it. I'm not good with words. They'll never listen to me. I can't do this. I'll just embarrass myself and I'll embarrass them. No, not me. And so we clam up. We don't share Jesus without ever thinking that that decision can have devastating eternal ramifications. It's not an unusual phenomenon. You think about the salesperson. They do sales. They may be doing cold calling. They have to pick up the phone and go and see people they don't know and try and convince them to buy their product. Maybe the product's a car or a house or an insurance policy. Could be anything. I don't think there's a single salesperson on planet Earth who's never felt that unique sense of trepidation of making a cold call, of picking up the phone, of going to see that person that they don't know. Now, let's unpack that for a minute. What's it all about? Why is it that sometimes we're afraid to tell people about some stuff? Well, when you think about it, that salesperson dynamic, success equals they buy my product and failure equals they don't. It's as simple as that. There's no in-between ground. And my hunch is that a lot of the trepidation is about the fear of rejection and the fear of failure. My hunch is that this salesman's sense of trepidation is at the heart of our dilemma in sharing Jesus with other people. You think about it. We have friends. We go and have coffee or a drink with them. We have no problem sitting and talking about our issues in our lives and all the stuff that's going on. We have dinner at their home. We have dinner at home with our family. We all sit around the table. We tell what's gone on in our lives that day. At work, we have to deal with this person about that issue and that person about this issue. And we do it all the time. By and large, we do all of those things, well, pretty naturally. Maybe we're not all public speakers par excellence. But it's just as well. The world would be really boring if we were. But we are able to find the words when we need to do things every day, day by day. So in a sense, it's not really about finding the words or not finding the words. No, it's not words. I think it's the fear of failure and rejection. It's the fear that they'll think that we're strange because we believe in Jesus and that we're weird because we're telling them about Jesus. Let me set you free from this. Telling about Jesus isn't being a salesman doing a sell job. It's about listening and learning. You see, it's not my job, it's not your job to give them a brochure, to answer all their product queries, to close the sale and seal the deal. If we think that sharing Jesus is a sales transaction, I think we've got it wrong. What an arrogant notion that it's our job to represent God and close the deal on his behalf. What do we think? We're going to get paid commission? We're going to get sacked if we don't sell? No, my job and your job is to peer into their faces, to look at them, to know that here is a person made in the image of God, to hear their hopes and their joys and their motivations and their hurts and their losses and their failures, to laugh, to experience their triumphs, to cry with them, to feel their pain. And in the middle of all of that, to see them reach out for a spiritual answer, for a spiritual experience with that deep need that God has placed inside each one of us to know what life's all about, to know the news, the good news about Jesus. My job and your job is to believe that God is already at work. In one of our earlier programs in this series, we talked about the fact that once Jesus walked into an area around a pool where there were lots of sick people who needed healing, a lot of sick people, and he went in and he healed just one. And when they asked him why he did that, he said, "I tell you the truth, the Son can only do what he sees the Father doing." In other words, do what Dad's doing. Believe that God is already at work in this person's life or that person's life. And then we're just there to listen. Do you know how hard it is to get someone just to listen to you these days? Even within our families, even with friends, even at work, it seems that nobody has time to listen. If we take the time to listen to people, to hear what's going on in their lives, to learn and to touch, to see this person as one of those lost sheep reaching out for his Saviour, his Shepherd, and to share right at that point our Jesus with them through our lives and through our touch. And yes, through our words that Jesus lays on our hearts just at the right time for them. What an awesome thing it is to be used by God in that way. Not my job to close the sale. We're not doing a sell job or a snow job, and we're not doing the deal. If we approach it that way, that attitude says to this person that they're an object of our evangelistic effort. When I get them in the kingdom of God, I'll just cut another notch into my rifle butt. Come on. Seeing what God's doing, being there in the middle of all that in someone's life is such an incredible privilege. Being the Word of God as they look at our lives, as they see Jesus shining out through our touch and through our smile, through our word of encouragement. And when we need words, God promises us that those words will come. He says, "Don't worry about what you'll say. Right at that moment that you're standing there, my Spirit will give you the word. Just be you. Just be you." You know something? People are so tired of words. They want authenticity. They want care in a cruel world. They want love in a lost world. They want authentic spiritual realities in a world where so much is sham. Where do they see that? Where do they find that? I'll tell you something. It's at looking at my life and looking at your life. They will either discover Jesus is awesome, or they'll look at us and think, Jesus is a hypocrite. I can't remember who said it. They said, tell people about Jesus, and when all else fails, use words. Sure, we have to use words sometimes, but what a privilege to walk into a place where God is already doing stuff in someone's life, and he's just put you or me into that place to love this person into the kingdom of God. Father, I pray that each person that's with us right now would just know that it's not about finding the right words or being a theologian or having the textbooks under our arms. Father, teach us through your word, through your grace, through your Spirit, through looking at Jesus, that sharing our Lord is about living a life that reflects your glory into the lives of other people. Father, take away any fear we have of failure, any fear we have of rejection, any fear that we might have that people would think that we're loopy, and set us free to be Jesus, the hands and the feet of our Saviour in this lost and hurting world. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that awesome? You and I, if we believe in Jesus, God calls us to touch people with our lives. He doesn't call us to be salesmen. He doesn't call us to be great evangelists. You know what? He just calls you to be you and me to be me and for us to be there when he taps us on the shoulder. Now, before we part ways, there's something important that I'd like to share with you. Following Jesus means going against the flow in a society that's increasingly headed in the opposite direction. That's not easy. It's not easy to believe in the promises of God when the world's telling you that they're not true. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Taking God at His Word, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life standing firm in the promises of God. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to actually help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.